Good morning. This is Father Joseph Hagen coming to you once again from the Church of St. Vincent Ferrer. This morning, I'd like to continue our series of quotation from saints. This, I believe, is the fourth quotation in a series of 12. And this one comes from Mother Teresa, more properly titled St. Teresa of Calcutta. This occurred, at least from the source that I found, in 1974 when a United States senator went down to visit Calcutta to see Mother Teresa's work, and he was seeing the great work that she had to do, and he asked her quite honestly, how can you bear the load without being crushed by it? All the work she does. And Mother Teresa replied quite simply, and this is the quote we're going to look at today, "My dear senator, I am not called to be successful. I am called to be faithful. I am not called to be successful. I am called to be faithful." This is a liberating truth. God asks much of us in a certain sense every day to pick up our cross and follow Him, to love Him with all of our hearts, our souls, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's not easy. At the same time, the call is not to be successful so that He can love us, but to be faithful because He already does love us. God, well, He's already saved the world. The salvation of the world does not mandate that I be successful. Now, I'm to be a part of it, yes, but my part is to be faithful. One way to understand this quotation as well is to look at one of Mother Teresa's great inspirations, which is St. Therese, the child Jesus, St. Therese, the little flower. She has a very similar idea. She says, Jesus does not demand great actions from us, but simply surrender and gratitude. Right? We don't need to be successful with great actions, but we need to be faithful in surrendering and thanking the Lord. And so today, as we begin, or wherever you are on your to-do list today, certainly try your best. Try your best so that you can remain faithful, even if you're not successful today. And one way to understand this is at the end of the day, the only reward worth it all is to be with Jesus. And Jesus does not require you to be successful in order that He love you. All He asks is that you be faithful, which is to say, to call out to Him. Jesus wants to love you however today goes. He wants to love you. And so let's ask both St. Therese and Mother Teresa for that grace to put aside any need to be successful that could come from an unholy pride, and to simply be faithful, to surrender, to be grateful, to knowing that our Father has accomplished it all, Jesus Christ has saved the world, and that we are His. And that is our happiness. I hope you have a good day, and may God bless you.